Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to be joined at 7:30 by Preds assistant coach Todd Richards. So looking forward to that conversation coming up here in about 30 minutes. Right now, talking Titans, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, it's been obviously a very nice turnaround for this Titans defense so far this year, particularly in the last few weeks in the winning streak that they have been in. The front four has been sensational for the most part, and they've gotten some good play on the back end as well. Who have been your top five defensive performers so far this year for the Titans? You can start it from 5 to 1. You can start it from 1 to 5. As always, I give that option to you.
You keep trying to push this 5 to 1
I'm
thing.
Just asking.
I'm not
it builds suspense
those.
A little bit.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
when they do the top 10 on ESPN. Do they start at 1 or do they stop at 10, Joe? Or start at 10, Joe?
Yeah. Well, like a classic rock station does, like a top 100 classic rock songs of all time. They don't start with 1. But I feel like if it's a small number, then you should just go 1 through 5.
That's why I'm leaving it up to you.
Yeah, I can't. My brain, you know, it's too nonlinear for me.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go number 1. And actually, it's really hard because you know there's some obvious candidates. You know, who's been the best in terms of who's gonna be the most rewarded? I think there are 2 guys in particular. Well, but maybe there are 3 guys in particular. There's probably a 3-way battle for 1. I'm going to go with Harold Landry, number 1, because Harold Landry has been doing it all year. Jeffrey Simmons the last couple weeks, and Jeffrey Simmons has been good all year. Don't get me wrong. It's funny because Terrell Williams, defensive line coach, was available Tuesday, and he was asked about Simmons and the 5 sacks and everything, and he said, well, his best game of the season was at Indy. And, of course, Simmons had no sacks in that game, but Simmons in that game – times tangling with Quentin Nelson and what they did overall defensively in that game, his analysis was – and so that's what you have to keep in mind with interior defensive linemen. Simmons is an awfully compelling case here, and I'm going to go with him second. So it's Landry and Simmons, okay, 1-2.
Okay.
And it's hard to put Kevin Byard third, but I'm putting Kevin Byard third. I think last year the demise of Kevin Byard was exaggerated, and it had a lot to do with bad corners and no pass rush. And this year he's been terrific, and he's going to be a Pro Bowler, I believe. And it helps to have better corners and a feared pass rush. So I think that's an obvious top 3. And then for me, I'm pretty clear on 4, DeNico Autry. And frankly, it's tough to put him that low. He's been such a great pickup for this team. So there's 3 of your top 4 among that group. And then it gets really difficult. And I tell you what, had he played all year, I would have Christian Fulton there, but I'm going to have David Long Jr. 5th. So Christian Fulton has a really good case. He missed some time. You know, David Long Jr., I know, missed the last game too, by the way. But he's been so good, so active, such a playmaker, and so much better in coverage that I've got to go with him 5th.
I'm going Harold Landry number 1 as well, and basically for the reason you said. He's done it really from the opening snap this year to where he is now. There's not been much drop-off in Harold Landry. He's been pretty consistently good and dominant, really, from the start this season. So I think you've got to go with Harold Landry number 1. I've got Byard at number 2. I think Byard has been awesome. And not just, you know, the way he's played consistently, but the gigantic plays that he's made in the games as well. I think Kevin Byard, I've got to put him at number 2, very slightly ahead of Jeff Simmons. I think the top 3 is pretty clear. Like I would be surprised if there's a Titan fan out there that does not have some version of Landry, Simmons, and Byard in your top 3.
I'm not mad at somebody who would put Autry in the top three. He doesn't have the sack numbers, but I think also he's been awfully disruptive.
He's been good.
From day one. Very strong four, I hope you have him.
I've got him at four.
Okay.
And I've got also David Long Jr. at five. So not much difference, just a little bit difference in the way we order them in our top five. But, hey, I think you can make an argument for Christian Fulton, especially if he can stay healthy the rest of the year. He can insert himself in the conversation. Like, when I thought about this list yesterday as I was putting it together, I also thought to myself, can you imagine trying to put together this list last year, like your top five defensive players for the Titans? That would have been pretty difficult.
Harold Landry. Jeff Simmons.
Malcolm Butler. That's about it.
I mean, you'd still probably have Byard on it.
I guess.
Well, I mean, again.
Lack of options, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Kevin Byard never made a play last year.
I understand, but he also was not good.
Or was completely, like, torched, you know, series after series. I am struggling to come up with a fifth, though. Yeah, Butler, yeah. Butler'd be in there. Because Jayon Brown was pretty good before he got hurt. So maybe you would have gone there. Daquan Jones, maybe? Yeah, no, it's
been tough.
With this group, it's I think there's a pretty clear, like, super six. Like, yeah. I think most people would, if that was their five, or they would have Fulton. And then, then it gets a little more, like, who else would you say?
Well, you know, Amani Hooker had been healthy the whole year.
Yeah, he's been good.
Probably could have put him in the conversation. He's just, you know, injuries have been a problem. Same thing with Fulton. Like, if Fulton was healthy the whole year, he's probably in this for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Hooker has made a difference for sure.
JD on the text line has Landry at one, David Long Jr. at two, and then Byard, Simmons, and Autry. So David Long Jr. at two for JD.
Okay. He makes plays. There's no doubt. It's been a big deal for this year. It's also a big deal for them when you look at what's coming. Feeling great about him being, you know, one of your starters next year.
We got a texter, Kyle, texting in, and I know what he means, but it's funny anyway, so I'm going to read it. It says, I'm pretty sure that Kevin Fired still led the team in tacos last year, and he also got called for very few penalties. I think he means Kevin Byard led the team in tackles, but Kevin Fired led the team in tacos is better, so I'm sticking with that.
Kind of makes me hungry.
You ready for some tacos?
Tacos with some hot sauce.
Matt with a vote for Amani Hooker for last year. So, I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
He was the backup safety, but I think he led the team in picks last year, didn't he?
I mean, I'm trying to remember how much Vaccaro was hurt last year. Hooker played a fair amount, and yeah. He was out there a lot. They had a lot of packages where they had three safeties. So, yeah, maybe. Goodbye, that.
Ryan in Nashville texting in, you know you want to put Clowney in that top five last year for the defense. Put him in there. How's he doing this
year? Pro Football Focus liked how he played last year.
Yes, they
just
did.
Like you to know. I don't know how Clowney's doing this year. He was on a bit of a heater there. I don't know if that's – I haven't really been able to watch them lately. I know that they just got –
gave up a 45 spot the other day.
Yeah.
He's got 3.5 sacks in 9 games.
Okay. It was never about sacks with Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, man. Somebody following up on the text line, if Michelle has seen Major League or not.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you were on the phone, Michelle. Have you seen the movie Major League?
No.
Okay.
We got a lot of work.
Are you guys surprised?
Nope. I said, when the question was asked, I said there's no chance. No chance.
That's going on the list.
Yeah,
Joe,
is a long
you
list.
Are in charge of making the list, okay?
Yeah.
Clear out an afternoon. Make an entire list.
Clear out a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I do need to – I've got a list going now.
So, we'll continue the conversation on the Titans when we come back. Got more of your thoughts to get to on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deals. The deal this week, a $30 gift card for only $15 to Brooklyn Bowl. Whether you're craving comfort food or fueling up for bowling or a concert, Brooklyn Bowl Nashville has you covered with tasty dishes, including fried chicken, flatbread pizza, ribs, jumbo sandwiches, plus a variety of vegetarian and vegan options as well. The new venue holds 19 state-of-the-art lanes with food and beverage service and comfy leather seating for you and your crew. So get your deal now at thegamenashville.com/deals. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. Here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning. Going to be joined shortly at about 7:30 by Predators assistant coach Todd Richards. So looking forward to that conversation coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. 1025. William from Madison texting in, talking about postseason awards. Congrats to Brentwood native Robbie Ray for winning the Cy Young last night.
That's right. Toronto Blue Jays, Brentwood zone.
I've seen Robbie Ray pitch a few times. Dude's always been a monster. It is amazing. I mean, he wasn't very good last year. And I think he had his ERA last year was like over six. And he comes back this year and wins the Cy Young. Pretty good stuff. Lot of Nashville connections in Major League Baseball.
No doubt.
A lot of them.
And, of course, Robbie Ray, formerly part of the Tigers farm system.
That's right.
An exciting part of their future, and then traded away.
Let him get out the door. let's go back to the text line. John in Nashville texting in. The top five sports movies of all time. Number one, Bull Durham. Number two, Miracle. Number three, Major League. Number four, For the Love of the Game. And number five, Happy Gilmore. That's coming from John in Nashville.
Okay. This is, first of all, this is, we need these conversations in like June.
Yes.
So, you know. But I Remember the Titans got to be on there for me. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, Major League though.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you got to check out Major League.
Okay, guys, I will watch it.
What do you think
will
of
Will you though? Really?
Will you? What do you think? So the Tickle Monsters has been thrown around last few days as, I guess, a nickname for this Titans defense. It's been all over the place on Twitter. Everybody talking about Tickle Monsters when it comes to the Titans. And Jeffrey Simmons was asked about this yesterday at Titans availability. And I guess what his thoughts are on the Tennessee Tickle Monsters as the name. Here's what Titans defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons had to say yesterday at his media availability.
Yeah, I saw that. I kind of ignored it. That's not who we are. They need to come up with something more aggressive. Tickle Monster sound too, you know, I guess, nice. You know, when we on the field, we like to be mean. We like to be aggressive. So I don't like that one.
What's a better fit?
I don't know. They got to come up with something better than that. So.
So Jeffrey Simmons, not a big fan of the Tickle Monsters. What is going on here?
Stunning. Stunning that, you know, someone who plays
professional football.
Yeah, and sacks quarterbacks doesn't want to be part of a group called the Tennessee Tickle Monsters. Shocking that he wouldn't embrace that. I don't know where it started. I saw it thrown around with the A to Z guys a little bit. It's funny. But, I mean, a couple weeks ago, I threw out there, like, should there be some kind of a nickname for the front? I had the dumb, like, law firm. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't really work. There's got to be something. I saw someone put, like, the blue line or something. Actually, hold on. I got one that's actually kind of interesting here from Rhett Bryan, who, you know, works on Titans Radio. So Mike Keith came up with the 300, okay? So if you add Simmons, 98, Autry, 96, Landry, 58, Bud Dupree, 48, apparently, and I'm not going to do the math. I'm going to take his word for it. That adds up to 300.
Okay.
And so, apparently, Mike Keith said this on the air. He calls those four the 300, which, of course, you know, 300, anybody, well, here's another movie question. Have you seen the movie 300?
Yes.
Yeah. Honestly, it's not that great. But it's a Greek mythology, very, very violent movie. Actually, it would be good.
I don't like the violent stuff.
Very gory. Braveheart would be a good warm-up for 300.
Braveheart versus Gerard Butler out there.
Wait, what?
Gerard Butler's in 300.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Gerard Butler, yeah.
Joe didn't get a movie reference?
I'm sorry. In fact, it's funny because I'm looking at this GIF, and there he is right staring at me. But that's not bad, the 300. What do you think?
Yeah.
No, not a fan?
No.
Okay. The There's got to be something good.
Jim on the text line says the nickname for the Titans defense should be the Broadway Bouncers. What do you think of that? The Broadway Bouncers.
Well, who yeah, it's okay. Who came up with Broadway Bullies? Someone came
yeah,
up
we
with
can't Broad- do that.
But it's too close to Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, someone's got to be able to come up with something. Someone also said, "What about the Tennessee Tackle Monsters? You change one, you change one vowel."
Yeah, no.
No.
Maybe that should have been the follow up to.
Yeah, what about
Jeffrey Simmons?
He'd be like, "No, okay."
Keith texting in, Two Tone Brews. What about Two Tone Brews?
Okay,
as in like not beer, but actually developing
right,
a brews.
Like a brews. Yes. Yeah, an actual Two Tone Brews.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not bad. But you know, like when you hear it, like you know it's the one. There aren't that many.
Is there
know,
a particular reason why every time like something good happens, there's got to be a nickname tossed around to it?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty lame, and yet I participate in that too often, so I can't really rip on it too much. Like, who came up with the Purple People Eaters, you know? I mean, that's a part of NFL lore.
Yep.
But when someone first came up with that, whoever did, were people like, "Oh, that's amazing"? You know,
probably
I don't know.
Not.
Yeah, but it's part of NFL lore. Purple People Eaters. You want something that sticks. Fred Stabley Jr. was a writer at the Lansing State Journal in like 1975, and he watched this unbelievable high school player, and he's like, "Magic!" And the entire world still calls the dude Magic.
Yeah.
You know, that's the dream.
We got a vote for the Titanium Curtain and the Broadway Brawlers. The Broadway Brawlers.
It's okay. They're okay. I mean, the Broadway Brawl, you know, alliteration is often a part of this, and that has alliteration.
Yeah. Crash of the Titans. The East Bank Boys from Dennis.
Hmm.
We got a wide variety of nicknames people are coming up with.
I mean, none of them are bad.
No.
It's just like nothing's really like, yes, that's it. Keep them coming.
The Titanium Curtain. I kind of like that one. Seems like a mouthful, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just imagine, like, the Titanium Curtain! People yelling that or trying to put it on a T-shirt. You know, have really small letters.
Matt from the Borough texting in, the Two-Tone Tyrants or the Blue Light Special? One of the two.
A Blue Light Special has to be saved for Kroger Field. Excellent
yes.
defenders for the
yes,
Cats.
It does.
I like that one. I'll take it.
The Music City Maulers. It's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad.
We ever going to find one that people are just like, yep, that's it.
I don't know.
The Music City Muscle. I will give people credit. They're coming up with a lot of different names. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's worth a try. Something will stick.
JC in Goodlettsville saying, this is bad, but the Eastie Boys, East Nashville Beastie Boys. I think we're going to pass on that one.
Actually, I kind of like
Joe
that
loves
one.
His Beastie Boys. I knew he would like that one.
Oh, man. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Coy in Clarksville texting in says, Bleacher Report rated us number one in the NFL, but also said if we're number one by default, 5 wins in a row against playoff teams, why so much hate? Again, I don't think the Titans are either number one or number two on pretty much everybody's list this week. I don't think there's much hate.
Never. I mean, I've never seen more power rankings or more interest in power rankings than this year. Maybe
it's unbelievable.
Maybe it's because the Titans are near the top and like they have a case to be like the best team in the NFL.
Yeah.
But it's incredible. Like, when did power rankings start in the NFL? It can't be that long ago.
Oh, it's been around for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like a while meaning what? Like who first did it? ESPN 10
yeah.
years ago, maybe?
It's probably more than 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, we love our rankings. We love our nicknames. We love our rankings.
We do.
But I don't think there's a lot of hate for the Titans right now. I mean, sure, you get the random, like, Keyshawn, this is not a real 8-2 team. But even that, like, again, you know, you take out a team's best player, you don't think that, like, that should matter or that people are going to notice?
Hey. They're number one.
Right. And there's still one or two in every list that I've seen.
Nate on the text line, you have to keep it simple. We're the Titans, so the defense should simply be called the Battle Axe. We're going to pass on that one.
The Battle Axe?
The Battle Axe.
So first of all, by the way, so to be clear, this is not, as I understand it, like Tickle Monsters or whatever else. Like I'm talking about the pass rush.
Yeah.
Not the entire defense.
Right.
So,
like, this is not like,
the corners don't
defense
to be,
have been good. Nobody's going to confuse them for the 85 Bears out there, right?
Right. The thing about the defense that is exceptional is the pass rush.
Correct.
So that's who gets the nickname.
We'll come back. We'll be joined by Predators assistant coach Todd Richards. That's up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's time to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Preds assistant coach Todd Richards. Todd, what's going on? How are we doing?
Good morning, guys.
We appreciate you taking time to join us. Todd, first off, it's great to talk to you. How are you feeling? I know, obviously, a health scare a few weeks ago. How's everything going for you?
Yeah, no. I would say I'm somewhat back to normal. I feel pretty good. It was a bit of a health scare, and had to deal with some things and change some things in my life. But feeling good and excited to be back behind the bench and coaching and watching some good hockey.
Well, we're glad that you're back with us and back with us here this year on the show. So, Todd, what have you made of the recent stretch from your team thus far? Obviously, it didn't go the way you wanted to the other night in Toronto, but prior to that, pretty good stretch of hockey from your group the last 10 games.
It has been. If you look at kind of every facet of the game, you know, working from the goalie out, we've been getting some solid goaltending, and even up in Toronto, the game that we lost, Juice gave us a chance to win the game. He was very, very good in that game. And then you get into our special teams. Special teams have been good. Power play's been, scoring goals and chipping in and building some momentum, even if they aren't scoring. So it's a little bit easier to follow up shifts after power plays or penalty kill, despite giving up some goals, has been pretty good as well. And then, our 5-on-5, we've been solid. We've been getting contributions. We have to be a four-line team. And we've been getting that. Every line's been chipping in, whether it's offensive production or whether it's a style of play that we need to be, where, certain guys are bringing some real positive energy to the bench and to the arena, and even making other teams adjust to how they have to play, and even making teams adjust to who's going to be in the lineup on any given night. So we've been getting contributions from kind of every facet and every person on our team, which is what we have to do to have success.
What's the, just off the last game, Todd, what's the takeaway? What's the big, message to the team after that? Obviously, some chances early. Tomasino had a couple of really nice chances, but not a ton after that. What's the adjustment from that?
Yeah, well, it's something that we'll talk about today. Yesterday, because of the schedule and the Ottawa game being canceled, I'm sitting here right now looking at downtown Montreal instead of getting ready for a game today. So yesterday was a day off. We're going to practice now today, practice tomorrow, and get ready for Saturday's game. And it's something we haven't, because it was a day off yesterday, it's something that we're going to be getting together as coaches here in the next half hour and really break down the game and get into different things. But I think you're right with how you saw the game. It was a great start for us. Really liked the way we started. Moved the puck well. We were skating. You have to give Toronto credit. Really any opposition. It doesn't matter what sport you're playing. You're playing against opponents who are trying to do the same thing you are. And they're a talented group. And we kind of lost our game a little bit. They found theirs. And we really weren't able to get it back as much as we wanted to. And as I said, Juice kept us in it. It was 1-0, until late in the third period. So we were still one shot away, but, coming out of the game and going through it the way I go through it, there's, some good things, but not enough of them.
Todd, you've obviously been around a lot of very talented defensemen in your career. How do you kind of put into words what Roman Josi has meant to your club, what he's done for your club so far this early into the season?
Well, you guys see, the on-ice stuff that he does, and we get to kind of see the behind-the-scenes stuff, too, and, just the leader that he is and the impact that he has on his teammates. And, You know, obviously on the ice he has that. He's a, you know, he's a player that you have to, if you're going into a game and you're the opponent, you have to pay attention to him. You have to point out to him that, you know, this is one of the guys that, you know, if not the main guy that really makes this team go. And, you know, you're almost devising up a little bit of a game plan to try to, you know, nullify him from the games because that's what he does. He finds those opportunities where offensively he can go and he can contribute. But, you know, the stuff that we see behind the scenes is, number one, the type of person that he is, and then just how he, you know, carries himself in the locker room, how he, you know, gets everybody involved with the team and, you know, just being a really good leader. So he means a lot to this team and he means a lot to this organization.
Todd, you mentioned being in Montreal, and obviously I know you guys would rather be playing Ottawa tonight, but two practices in a row, I imagine that doesn't happen too often in a normal 82-game season.
No, it does not. It does not happen.
How beneficial could that be? I guess, are you guys looking forward to that and what it could, you know, how it could help you guys?
Well, it's also a little bit of rest, you know, and it's just a, you know, it's a physical rest for the players, you know, where they can take a breath. But I think emotional and just mental too, because just those breaks that you need in the season. And, you know, you get some at, you know, at Christmas, you only get a couple days, and we'll get obviously, some of us will get a great break in February when the Olympics hit, but there's still going to be some players that are going to be heading over there, and that's going to be, you know, another emotional roller coaster for a lot of those guys going over there, physical and mental and all that. But I think it's just the break where guys can take a breath, they can relax from the game, and, you know, they can enjoy each other on the road, go out and have a nice dinner, they can joke around with each other, you know, in the mornings while they're having a coffee. And but as coaches, it's nice because you're always, you know, no matter how well you get your game, and we've been going pretty well, there's always things you have to repair in your game. You know, you might be slipping here, and, you know, and then you deal with that problem, and sure enough, you know, your team game slips here in another area, and it's just things that you're constantly repairing. And, you know, finding practices where you can work on specific things, especially days off, where you can have a good hard practice and get some battles going, and, you know, and working on some things that really entail that, you know, box outs out front of the net where actually guys have to get into each other. You know, sometimes before games you don't want to get into that too much because it's a little bit too draining. So when you do have a couple days off now, I think you can get a little bit more specific and detailed on a couple things that maybe sometimes during the grind of the regular season you just don't want to practice.
Preds assistant coach Todd Richards on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Todd, obviously, I mean, with Ekholm and Josi there, those two guys get a lot of attention. I'm curious for your thoughts on Mark Borowiecki and what he's brought to the table for you guys so far this season with the physical play and just his presence back there as a veteran defenseman.
I'll tell you what, yeah, I'll get more into, you know, kind of what you guys see, and you're right, just a great physical element on the back end, great energy, what he provides our team. You know what, and what you guys don't see and what you guys don't hear is just, again, the type of person that he is on the bench and in the locker room. You know, he's just got a great attitude. I think he loves playing the game. He loves being around the game, and you really get that feeling back from him. You know, when you're talking to him about a shift, you're talking to him about a play. But he gives that same energy to his teammates. He's always encouraging, and you know, he will play in certain situations. Certain situations he doesn't play. But the one thing that he does is he's always a positive, good teammate to everyone around him. So again, he's a guy that brings a lot he brings a lot of energy on the ice, but he brings a lot of positive energy to our room, and then you get around him, you can feel that.
Yeah, well, we, you know, of course we had Mark on not too long ago, and of course he's been so open about his journey too, you know, with mental health and the thing, which you know, I think is obviously a great thing to the public, in terms of when you have people with platforms like this who are willing to talk about these things. I think that helps people. I'm wondering, Like, does that also, behind the scenes with you guys, is that something that's discussed? Do you feel like that he can, he has also maybe impacted guys positively because of that aspect of his life?
Well, you know that he has, and you know, it takes a lot of courage for somebody to come out and, you know, publicly talk about that, especially the stage that these guys are on. And really, it's anybody that, you know, out in the world. So you're seeing a lot of that right now, you know, in different sports, different fields, careers. You know, people are showing a lot of courage and kind of putting themselves out there so they can help other people. And, you know, that's it doesn't surprise me, knowing Mark, that, you know, number one, the way he plays, you can see he's very courageous in how he plays. It takes a lot to stand in, you know, just the other night in Toronto, a guy was taking a slap shot from the point on the power play. And, you know that the puck's coming hard, and you know, if you get hit, it's probably going to hurt. And, you know, he's a guy that's going to stand in there and take that puck to the body. And he did that. It takes a lot of courage to do that. And I think you get a lot of respect from that when you sit on the bench and you watch that, or you sit in the stands and you watch that. And then, you know, you also have that same respect for him, knowing that, you know, publicly some of the struggles that he had, he's making public because he wants to help himself and he wants to help other people. And again, that takes a lot of courage. So it's not surprising with him. Again, you know, that's a great thing that I'm around every day. And there are some guys in this sport, and I think you find it every day in life, where you don't have a lot of time, but they're very, very few and far between. And I'm talking over a 30-year career. It's only about five guys. And, you know, the guys on this team, and especially Mark, you know, these guys, you really enjoy being around them just because of the type of people that they are.
Preds assistant coach Todd Richards has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Todd, really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, and good luck coming up on Saturday against Montreal.
Okay, my pleasure, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Todd.
Preds assistant coach Todd Richards, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Borowiecki, I mean, the mental health part of this, obviously, you know, he was really open with that to Adam Vingan earlier this offseason, open to that with us when we had him on the show a few weeks ago. But on the ice, like, I think he's been pretty good so far from what they've asked him to do.
Also, don't tangle with him.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
My goodness, the uppercut.
Yeah, that was quite something. A lot of guys on this Predators team that probably wouldn't mess with out there. And the rest of the NHL is
different.
Yeah.
Very different from, like, not long ago.
Yeah, yes it is. We'll continue the conversation on the Predators when we come back. We welcome your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. ESPN 94.9 is the official English radio home of the Nashville Soccer Club. Tune in on Tuesday, November 23rd, as the 3-seed Nashville SC faces 6-seed Orlando City SC in the first round of the Audi MLS playoffs at Nissan Stadium. Pregame starts at 6:45, and the match begins at 7 o'clock. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Thanks to Todd Richards for joining us in the live thing. Like Coach Richards said, guys can kind of relax outside of practice. It gives them a physical and mental break. And we have highlighted mental health nowadays being a big thing in sports, so I think this is beneficial. Yes, there's an Olympic break in early 2022, but we all need a break, even if it's one day every now and then from the working grind. I'm interested to see how they come out Saturday and if they look refreshed and recharged. Yeah, I was on with Darren Donica Chase yesterday. You know, the game obviously didn't go very well for the Predators, and if not for UC Saros, that one could have been pretty ugly the other night against Toronto. To me, the mark of a good team is, how do you respond after a game like that? I mean, it's an 82-game season. You're going to go through some ruts. I have seen Tampa Bay the last couple of years get absolutely shelled on some nights.
Oh, yeah.
They come back, usually respond pretty well. Interested to see what sort of response we see for the Predators against a Montreal Canadiens team that, quite frankly, is not very good coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess, you expect sometimes these bad performances. I don't even know if it was a bad. It was a pretty bad performance. They got handled in that game. A lot of times you see those on the back to back. They had some rest going into it, but also I actually think Toronto might be all right. We'll see in the playoffs, but it's a good team. So I was disappointed in the offense that they weren't able to generate for a lot of the game. But yeah, I expect them to bounce back. By the way, real quick. Just because it's right behind you right now. The Get Up crew has just asked which team wins AFC. Lewis Riddick, Diana Rossini going with the Titans. Bart Scott, Damian Woody going with the Bills. So that seems to be the two most popular teams.
No love for the Chiefs.
No love for the Chiefs.
Yeah. You know the craziest stat in hockey this year that I didn't, I guess, realize until yesterday? The New York Islanders have not played a home game yet. They're 13 games in.
How?
They've not played a home game. They're opening up their new building.
They got the new building.
Coming up on Saturday. So they have begun the season 13 straight games on the road. Now, it's been pretty spread out for them, so it's not like, you know, you've just constantly been traveling. Like, before they came here, they had 5 days off at home. And then after they came here, they had another 3 days off. So they've been home a lot. They just haven't played at home yet. But it's pretty incredible. Not played a home game yet.
Wow.
13 games on the road.
How is that new building looking, by the way?
I don't know. Go find out this weekend.
It couldn't possibly be better than Nassau Coliseum, could it?
No, it couldn't.
Legendary building.
Yeah. Interested to see how that goes. But, hey, congratulations to the Islanders on getting back home. Playing a home game coming up.
That's a lot of traveling. They could use some home cooking at 5-6-2.
Yeah, I would say so. Got a lot of people still texting in names for the Titans defensive front.
What was the one you said earlier? The brass monkey?
Sack monkey.
Sack junkie, yes. Sack junkie.
Joe loves that.
Like, what do you do after
monkey,
that?
Monkey, junkie.
Yeah.
I'm in.
You're going to start calling him sack junkie every time they get a sack?
Sack junkie. Kyle Tucker texted me and said he likes 300. They already do the 300 thing from the movie.
It's not my least favorite.
The 300.
Yeah.
I think that's my number one of what
I feel
I've
like
heard.
In nicknames, we've got too much adding up stuff, adding up numbers. You know what I mean?
I hear you for sure. However, it is crazy that it adds up to 300.
It is.
Isn't it? A little bit. And it's also, it's the... It's the voice
it is.
Who comes up with it. So, it's a thought.
Somebody voting for the SWAT squad. I think these names we're getting off the rails a little bit.
It's just a lot of attempted alliteration. I mean, it is alliteration, but it doesn't have to be alliteration.
The two-toned tornado. The gods of war. I don't know what's going on here.
Gods of war. Wow. It's a nice Def Leppard song from 1987. Hey, I like the effort though.
The Vray Parts.
I don't hate that. Just flash that movie poster up that Dennis made yesterday on the Jumbotron at Nissan Stadium on Sunday and call it a day.
I mean, that thing should be on the Jumbotron.
Should be.
Like the Titans should be looking to pay him to take that and use it.
I don't know. I'm interested to see. Like, if whether or not Bud Dupree can go, number one, that's the most interesting part of the front four to me coming up. But how much can you get after Tyrod Taylor on Sunday with this abysmal offensive line that he's playing in front of? Should be a pretty good day or a pretty good opportunity for the Titans coming up on Sunday to get after the quarterback.
You would think so. I would guess no Bud Dupree. I mean, he's a DNP yesterday, but... Hey, I mean, I also thought that maybe he was lost for the season, so don't listen to me. But even without him, you got a chance to pad the stats. Which, by the way, of course, the Titans. You're talking about 19 sacks last year, and what the heck are they now? Have they hit 30 yet? They're well into the 20s now.
Yeah.
So they're on their way to a 40 plus sack season.
Andrew from Dover texting in. What three teams in the NFL do you think will clinch the first playoff spots? So the three teams to clinch first. There are three teams that immediately come to mind for me.
Why are we picking three?
That's just the number he was given.
Okay.
The Titans will be one of the three. The other two, I believe, will be the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. I think they'll be the first three to clinch. Packers' division is awful.
Yeah, so you're talking about all of them. Yeah, well, all of them clinching
the playoff spot. Yeah. I mean, the Packers play the Vikings on Sunday. If they win that game, they're 4.5 games up in the division with, I think, 7 games left. It's going to be over with pretty quickly. Cowboys, same way. Like, Cowboys' division is awful. So they're going to clinch. And the Titans. I think they're going to clinch pretty. So those are my three. Cowboys, Packers, Titans.
Yeah, that's probably about right. This is now, I think the Vikings have a chance against your Packers. But that would still just be prolonging it.
They got a chance.
They got a chance at home. But those are probably pretty good guesses.
Right now, the Packers, Vikings, Packers favored by 2.5. So, not a big line. Chip from Mount Juliet texts again. Got to love Joe's music references. Gods of War, Def Leppard. I like it.
That's right, baby.
You know, a lot of people from Mount Juliet don't really care for you all that much on the text line. Bob from Mount Juliet, not a big fan of you.
Now, why is
but
Bob?
Chip
why
is.
Thank you, Chip. Why is Bob mad at me?
I don't know.
I thought that was the Ben Affleck thing.
Well, yesterday. There's a lot of people mad at him about Ben Affleck. Bob's still mad on Twitter. Different Bob.
Oh God! Yeah, he kept sending me. He sent me like a GIF of like Affleck walking as Batman, and I was like, even that walk right there was terrible acting.
Matt from Camden texting in. What about the Beastie Boys and play Sabotage after a sack? What do you think of that?
Hey, I'm liking all the Beastie Boys stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other Beastie Boys references that could be. I mean, like who? Let's see, who would be King Ad Rock? Problem is you have four guys, so but you know DJ Hurricane, so that's your fourth. Or someone could be Biz Markie, who was often with the Beastie Boys. Rest in peace. I like revolving around the Beastie Boys. It's not going to stick, but I mean I'm just a fan of it. I think the 300 is the leader in the clubhouse.
Joe, very quickly, this is an interesting question. From a Titans standpoint, who are you guys rooting for in the Colts and Bills game? Who should Titans fans be rooting for in that game? Do you want to just see the Colts totally put on the back burner for the division, or do you want to make sure the Bills have another loss?
Here's my answer. As long as the Titans beat the Texans, then you absolutely are rooting for the Colts in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, the Titans would have to completely collapse, okay? I mean, completely collapse to not win the division. They have a four-game, really, lead because they swept the Colts. So if the Titans go, let's say the Titans, they have 7 games left. Let's say the Titans go 2-5, okay, the rest of the way, which would be terrible.
Yeah.
So that'd be 10-7. I mean, the Colts still would have to go 6-1 to win the division. Yep. They're not going to go 6-1.
No.
So, and the Titans aren't going to go 2-5. The division is over, barring something crazy. So, root for the, now, if the Titans lose to the Texans at home Sunday, I guess you can say, where could this go? It could go any which way. And then maybe it's like, you know what, just win the AFC South and get in and hope you get Derrick Henry back. But I would say definitely root for the Colts.
When we come back, we'll be joined by our good friend Sheil Kapadia from The Athletic. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans and all things NFL coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.